Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Stay on Course podcast. We have a special guest today, Rod Desch from the Cultural Chameleon podcast, and he is going to talk about his ingredients for success on how to live a life with passion. But before we get started today, tell me, what is your favorite meal?
Well, if I had to pick, it would be a low country boil. And I'm going to explain because it has the perfect balance of carbs, meat, of vegetables, and you can add spice. That's my choice.
Can you tell me what's in there? What are the ingredients in there?
Well, it does vary based on who you ask, but the main staple are potatoes, onions, corn, shrimp, andouille sausage, and many people can substitute. They can add lobster, crab, whatever. I prefer it with shrimp only. And that is all boiled in a huge pot with lemon and pepper and Old Bay. And it's like the perfect meal if you have a large group of people, because you can pour it out on the table and everybody can grab out of the great variety of what they want. And totally love it.
Awesome. I'm just overwhelmed that you're here. It's just so much fun to talk to you. So Rod, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am I'm a podcaster, the host of the Cultural Chameleon podcast. I'm a corporate insurance professional. I'm an Airbnb host, and I am an avid world traveler.
It seems like you have had a little bit of a mind shift lately. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I've always been a positive, energetic person, but we all arrive at a space in our lives where we need a little bit of help. And I think that point for me, because I realized that I couldn't go to my friends, I couldn't go to family and the folks around me for that lift I needed, because you always find that those people will sometimes tell you what you want to hear. So I employed the help of a life coach, and I found that I was able to propel my life, and like I felt like I was in dead end. I just needed that personal lift, because corporate America was not offering me the personal growth that I needed. So the life coach actually changed my life and made me realize that apparently podcasting is something that is part of my passion. And that whole cultural chameleon kind of took flight in a 2-week period.
So interesting. And a lot of our guests are experiencing the same thing. We just went through this pandemic, and hopefully we're coming out of it now. But I think what it did was it gave people the opportunity to sit with themselves and really think about what their purpose is, what makes them passionate about life. And I think that's what we're seeing even now with people and the great resignation. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that's happening, but this is one of them. It's this idea that, especially as we grow into ourselves, grow older, we realize that life is not forever. And if we are going to want to maybe revisit those things that we were excited about when we were young, it's time now to do them. And so congratulations for really leaning into that and making this the next chapter of your life, which is totally exciting, because to me, it sounds like you really honed in on all the different things that you're passionate about with this podcast.
I can't agree with you enough. The pandemic made us realize that tomorrow is not promised, even though that was something that was already part of our lives, but we kind of forgot. And a pandemic can show you that tomorrow really isn't promised, and we could not be around to see it. So I think it's so important to realize that you are not defined by your occupation, that you have the ability to change it, and we all have the ability to grow and not just sit and stew with doing what we've always done just because it's easy and it's the easy path.
Yes. And with any of these extracurricular activities, it definitely takes discipline. So tell us, I want to hear these ingredients that you have for success, for living a life with passion. Tell me about that.
Well, my ingredients derive from the acronym SALT, which I think is essential in pretty much everything that we prepare. The S stands for serious. And I say this, it's a little bit opposite, but I think that you should never use too much of this ingredient. When we take ourselves too serious, we lose the ability to have fun with our goals and our passions, which is a key factor in developing a sustainable lifestyle. Holding ourselves at an unreachable standard can set us up for a loss in confidence. It can stall our motivation to keep moving forward. And I just think that sometimes we need to rethink our relationship with what progress means in order to offer ourselves and our own psyche the gentle reinforcement that stalls and failures and repivoting are all actually part of the success journey.
Interesting. I was actually just taking some notes. That's why I paused for a second there. This is really interesting because I think a lot of people suffer from the disease of perfectionism, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was one of them. I thought, what is the use of doing anything if it does not result in the illusion of perfection, whether that be for myself or others? And it's bullshit.
When you're focused on the minutiae of like a letter, I mean, not that spelling isn't important, but if a letter is wrong, it's not the end of the world.
Absolutely. And you know, speaking of letters, my next letter in my SALT acronym is adventurous. It speaks to exactly what you were saying, because adventure is an ingredient that you need to use this ingredient in excess, because sometimes it's the only way you can discover more about yourself and more about the world we live in. I think that we need to be playful enough to discover different ways of looking at our personal and our professional relationships in order to allow them to grow and flourish. We should never stay the same, I think, if we're doing it right. And we should always keep our sense of adventure about, you know, what's in all aspects of our future. So I think that's a key ingredient.
I really love this one. And this is like, there's so many things I'm thinking about, like laughter does good like a medicine, kind of that childlike faith, that childlike excitement as an adult, to keep that alive really, to me, ignites the passion inside of you. And I could imagine with your podcast, those are some of the things that you're talking about, because these people are visiting all different places in the world and you're talking about different locations and things of that nature.
Absolutely. And I think we all have to look back into our youth, because so much of who we are developed at that point in our lives. Our wants and our wishes and our dreams were formed at that point when we were forming as well. And I think there are so many people that just, when they took the journey into adulthood, they thought that leaving their childhood behind or those parts of their childhood behind were just a necessary part of being an adult. And let me tell you, that could not be farther from the truth. We genuinely need to rekindle those passions, because I assure you, when I did that, like, part of mine is art. Like, the podcast itself allows me to use the art for the cover art. I love that part of it. Just get obsessed with the things that you think don't serve you, because I assure you that they might serve more than you'd ever realize. And I just want to push everybody out there who really suppressed those important parts of your childhood where you had passion for something. Let that come back out of you. Don't shut anything down, because anything is possible.
I love that. And I think now that we are able to do a lot of these creative things in our houses, it's opened up so many doors for us to sort of tap into this with podcasting. Now, video editing is so easy. We have our phones. We could do everything on our phones. And it sort of allows us to sit in the content creator space where we didn't have that opportunity before when we were younger. We didn't even know how to do those kinds of things. And it wasn't as, you know, available.
Indeed, indeed. And it brings me to the L in SALT, which is love. And I am going to steal a little bit of something that RuPaul always says. And that's, if you don't know how to love yourself, how the hell are you going to know how to love someone else? And that it could not be a truer statement, because through loving ourselves, it's a practice of learning how to love those around us. And if we don't have that patience with ourselves, we're probably not going to have it for others. We need to remember that all humans have good intentions. There are many bad outcomes that are a result of people who have lost their focus. But I genuinely believe that at their core, those intentions are good.
I do a lot of talking about worthiness, believing that we're worthy of good things. And this goes back to the self-love and those ideas or stories that we tell ourselves are so critical for us to be able to move forward into the things that we love. If we don't have the right story that supports us in the movement forward, we definitely won't be able to accomplish what we need to. And I think that is what you experienced in a sense in the help that you got with the life coach, because that life coach perhaps helped you frame out different things and bring things to the open. And that's why I love coaching so much. And I'm also a coach. So the idea here is that you're bringing things out and you're talking them through, and that gives you the clarity that you need. And I believe that's why you're where you are now. And we're talking today.
So my last one is also equally important, and it's time. You know, we all didn't get stuck or form habits that don't serve us overnight. And we need to use time to develop the revised habits that bring us a better life. You don't waste this ingredient because you just can't get it back. Use every day as if it's your last. Also, don't beat yourself up when you do waste it. You just need to move forward and use the time that you have in that future in order to make the most out of this short life.
I mean, and that's the thing. Time is something that we cannot buy more of unless we figure out what we can delegate or what we can't delegate, right? So that's, to me, a way to Indeed. Get more time.
It's our most valuable resource. And a lot of people will say that it's money or other things, but without the time to make money, without the time to be well and to grow, nothing else really matters.
Right. And talk a little bit about the discipline you needed with time and in creating this passion project that you have so successfully launched.
Well, above all, I think that with time management, you know, the fact that, like, I personally have a full-time gig, 40 plus hours a week, without the ability to manage your time and be organized, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's so geeky. I don't want every part of my life planned out. But you need to be able to set aside that time in order to be organized and be effective, but also set aside the time in order to live life off the cuff and not have it be so organized. We need time for both. And I think that is key in having a successful balance in everything that you do and aspire to.
Awesome. Well, Rod, tell me, is there anything else you want our audience to know about your four ingredients and how to possibly use them for success in their lives?
Start with one and master just one of them. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Get really good at one and then move to the next and realize that nobody's judging you. You don't have to wake up tomorrow and be the person that you aspire to. It takes a daily journey, and we didn't get this way over time, and we won't we're also not going to wake up and snap our fingers and change over that short period of time. So have patience with yourself.
Rod, this has been wonderful. I'm so happy that I got you on the show today. And I'm really excited about your new adventure and all that you're doing with the Cultural Chameleon podcast. How can we find that if we want to find that right now, Rod?
I am on just about every platform. Find me at Cultural Chameleon 11 on Instagram. I post the pictures of my guests.
That's awesome. Before we end for the day, I just want to recap. Tell me again about your SALT acronym and your four ingredients for success.
Absolutely. S is for serious. Do not use too much of this ingredient. Don't take yourself so seriously. Adventurous is A. Use this ingredient in excess because sometimes it's the only way to discover more about yourself. L is for love. If you don't know how to love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? And time. Use it wisely. We didn't get stuck or form these habits overnight, and we need the time to be able to develop them towards our future.
Wow. Wow. Those are amazing ingredients for success to living a life with passion. I love this, and my father would have loved this. You know, he always used to say, Julie, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think my mother used to say, you know, don't take yourself so seriously, Julie. Like, do you really think people are still thinking about you? And so I think that all of these things are so critical to our success for living a passionate life. My dad, Annie Auriga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.